Welcome back to the show. Here is your chance to win $1,000. Text this hour's national keyword SPEND to 95819. That's S-P-E-N-D to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. You can play five times each weekday for five chances to win. It's 5K a day on 760 WJR. Official rules and more information at WJR.com. Glenn, I'd be honored if you would introduce our next speaker.
Well, given the budget process and the lack of sleep this week, we are so lucky to have Senator John DeMoose with us, who is the state senator from Michigan's 37th district. Now, while I'm from Marquette and partial to Senator McBroom's 38th, which is most of the UP, I think mile for mile, acre for acre, John, you may have one of the most spectacular regions. You've got the Sioux, Mackinac Island, Petoskey, all the way down to Sleeping Bear in Empire. You must be the envy of your colleagues there, but welcome today. Thanks for joining us.
And indeed, I am the envy of our colleagues. And it's funny because, you know, they divide up districts based on the population. And so to get to my 280,000 or wherever it is, it takes 4.5 hours end to end versus some districts down here are 10 minutes. And but I love every mile of it. I get to drive it all the time. It's just great up there.
Well, we're so glad to have you representing that district and the state and being a champion for different sectors of the economy, which we're going to talk about. But obviously, we're coming off of a deal, so to speak, and we we're not going to dive too deep, just your general comments about what we've been through, where we're at, and how you feel about things as one of our leaders.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll tell you what, first and foremost, and I've been very vocal about this, that we need to be hitting the July 1st deadline. I mean, anybody listening to this, anybody in the industry you represent, the auto industry, if you have a deadline for a budget, you hit that deadline or you have serious problems in running your business. And we blew by that, and I've been really upset by that and bothered by the whole thought of a government shutdown. But I got to tell you, I think at the end of the night last night, it was about 4 a.m. when we finally voted on everything. And there's some things in there I really don't like. But the overall budget is a lot better than I thought it would be. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of different groups came together and put something together that would work. I mean, my biggest concern, frankly, is this raising of the corporate income taxes, you know, and it's called decoupling. It's a really complicated scenario, and I don't think we need to be doing anything else to drive our businesses out of Michigan than we're already doing. But as for the overall budget, I think the school budget turned out well. There have been some real problems, and they seem to get fixed. And I think at the end of the day, we all kind of felt like, okay, in a divided government, this is probably the best we're going to get.
And that's kind of the vibe that I got reading. I mean, I read Speaker Hall's comments. You know, he stood firm, and I think from their perspective, he felt that way. And I heard the governor on this radio station this morning talking about the same thing. So we have it, and let's move on. And thank you for your input on that. I did want to touch on one area because for my role as a travel commissioner, I also know you and your involvement with the travel and tourism industry. And I think that we held the funding there pretty strong for Pure Michigan.
Yep.
But that's an important part of your district, but some thoughts there, too.
Yeah, you know, Pure Michigan, I came from a marketing background, and I learned everything I learned from my dad, who was head of marketing at Chrysler with Lee Iacocca. And so we have a long list of training that's gone into this whole thing for me. And the one thing I know is a fact is you don't mess with something that's working. And Pure Michigan undeniably was working. And around the country, people were starting to say, wait, Michigan? I mean, we have to remember as a state that, and I certainly saw this, I ran a business here in Michigan, but most of our clients were out of Michigan. You go in other places in the country, like, Michigan, what are you doing in Michigan? And it's starting to change, no question about it. I mean, Detroit's resurgence is helping that, and there's a lot going on. But there's decades worth of negative stereotypes going on. So we have to do something to change that. And Pure Michigan was doing that. And it was working, and it was tangible and measurable. And then they started playing with the formula a few years ago and really put the whole thing in question. I think we've got that funding back now, and I hope we can stick to it. Because, you know, Glenn, I love it, not just, though, from the obvious point of bringing people here, because before they'll visit, before they'll move their business to Michigan, they got to visit and see it. That's what Pure Michigan does. I like what it does for our own residents just as much, because I remember, and everybody remembers, when those first ads started coming out with Tim Allen's voice and that beautiful music and the scenery, we all kind of went from, yeah, I'm from Michigan, but, to, heck yeah, I'm from Michigan. This is a great state. I mean, it really made an impact on our own psyche, which keeps people here and makes us better ambassadors for the state.
Absolutely. And boy, I'll bet a lot of our listeners put that Pure Michigan hashtag on a lot of their photos throughout the year. And it is a sense of pride, and it is so tied to talent and community building. Terry?
It is. And you know what's nice? You're exactly right. And you know what's nice about it, Glenn, again, from a marketing standpoint, is it's authentic. I remember my best friend growing up was German, from Germany, and we would drive through Ohio, and he would see, oh, this is the heart of it all, and, like, make fun of it, because that doesn't really mean anything, the heart of it all, whatever. But Pure Michigan is really, in two words, what this state is all about. And it can be applied to so many things. It's a great campaign. It's a great effort.
Senator DeMoose, can you tell us what you're maybe looking forward to most in the next year, upcoming year in Lansing?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things. Now that we've got this first initial budget passed, I really hope that we can turn down the heat here, because the bottom line is we've got to be able to work together. And this is something I pride myself on. I have very strong views. I've been a lifelong Republican, but I've met some wonderful people on the other side of the aisle. And hopefully we can start passing bills together and do important things. I mean, I've got a package I just introduced with the Attorney General, who's on the other side of the planet for me politically. But she put out a challenge basically on really going after human trafficking. And she's right about it. This is a scourge on our society. So I introduced a 5-bill package for that. Hopefully we can move that. I don't know who doesn't want to really clamp down on human trafficking. There's a number of things like that, bills that aren't necessarily highly political, but that are just part of good governance. So hopefully, this has been a real contentious budget season. Hopefully everyone's kind of got that out of their system now, and maybe sees that when you do finally come together and work together, we can do good things. And I think we can do a lot of stuff like that over the next year.
Well, you've long been a champion for the auto industry and for manufacturing. We sure appreciate that. But can you give us some thoughts on how important it is to protect and retain and grow this industry in our state?
Absolutely. I mean, it's driven me nuts for decades. We've heard people say, oh, we need to diversify. We need to diversify. And that's great. And some of that happens naturally. But you don't do it at the expense of your core industries. And I say this all the time in speeches, that Michigan, the world doesn't need another Silicon Valley. And if they do need another Silicon Valley, they have it in Austin, Texas. The world doesn't need another Hollywood. But if they do, they have one in Vancouver, Canada, or Atlanta, Georgia. The world needs Michigan to be Michigan. And we used to know exactly what that meant. Our state, I was thinking about one day, and you can pretty much encompass what our state is by saying we build great things and we play outside all year round, and we got to get back to that.
Senator, thank you for all you do. Thank you for your service to the state. Thank you for staying up late. And thank you for being a friend of Mich Auto in the industry. And we just appreciate. Have a great weekend. Get some downtime up there in Harbor Springs.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Eric. See you guys soon.
Take care.
Thanks, Senator. You're listening to Focus on WJR.